I was undecided about today, and then after Bethany and I had our little blessing. The reason I say blessing is because it could have been a whole lot worse. If it had been a couple seconds ahead of time, we would have been stopped, and that would have really had hurt us if we had not been rolling. So that was good, and I thank God for that. And I've seen God do a lot of miracles this week and put us in the right place at the right time, because just like yesterday, I was trying to get home, and on the way home, I get a call to, can I go help somebody who's, of course, y'all don't know these people, but whose mother was dying, and could I go and make sure that they were ready to go with the Lord? And so I said, sure. And before I could get there, I had to stop somewhere else. And while I was stopped somewhere else, I wound up running with somebody who was having a crisis at the moment. And so I got a chance to help calm them down through the help of the Lord and got them out of their car. And then went over to the other place and worked with that lady. I think yesterday was like three or four of those little instances. They just kept popping up. And I said, Lord, I reckon you're going to let I know that's part of this message today. It's got to be. And so today, y'all, matter of fact, I want y'all all to get your Bibles out. Turn to Philippians 4. All of our messages have been very, very heavy lately. Very heavy. There's no doubt they've been heavy. And I would like to say I'm sorry that they've been heavy, but I can't, because I feel like God's led me there. And if I feel like God's led me there, then I can't apologize for it. But they're heavy. Somebody even told me, said last week at homecoming, that that was pretty heavy. And I said, well, when you go to Pitt Detention Center and you counsel with murderers and rapists and child molesters, literally go in a little room with them and talk with them and counsel with them. And then when you're doing marriage counseling, and there's even times where there was guns involved and stuff like that, then last week was simple. Matter of fact, last week was light, believe it or not. And it would keep you from having to have a gun or go to jail. Amen. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse actually was an awesome, awesome thing. Philippians chapter 4. You got your Bible, say amen. You know, I hear a lot of what we can't do lately. I hear a whole lot of what we cannot do. You can't do this. You can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. I get tired of hearing what I can't do. Amen. God is in control. And if God is in control of all, then it's like this. God is either in control of all or he's not in control at all. Amen. So Philippians chapter 4, just one verse. This is going to be simple today. This will be light. I promise you this will be light. Amen. Somebody go amen. Philippians chapter 4. Y'all stand for the reading of the word. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. We serve such an awesome, powerful God. Awesome, powerful God. You know, I sit back and I just think about all the things I've seen him do for us lately, all of us collectively, all of us individually. There's things that he's done that nobody else, absolutely nobody else could have done it for us. It had to be God. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I want y'all to say this with me, okay? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. One more time. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I praise your name. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I know, God, you're alive and well on the throne, Father. I know there's absolutely nothing impossible for you, Lord. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless us, Lord, to open our eyes, God, to know that there's good things around us if we just see it. And that there's possibilities around us if we can just grasp it. And that you've got so much for us to do if we can just hold on to it and quit looking at the negative and quit looking at the bad and keep looking at the good. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for us and through us and to us. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to minister in a way only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. Look at somebody on the way down and say, yes, you can. Amen. Look, I asked Lord this. This is so cool. Look, how about this? Watch this. Look, Lord, open my eyes. Isn't that cool? Look, y'all say that with me. It's so cool. Really? Lord, open my eyes. Say it. All right. Faith lift. Amen. Becoming a can-do Christian. Amen. How many would like to be a can-do Christian? You know, I get so tired of what we can't do. I get so tired of hearing it all the time. I get so tired of hearing all this stuff. You know, God help us to get beyond I cannot, I won't, I will. So I don't want to get too much of a sermon until I get going. There was this rabbi and a Hindu priest and a televangelist. They're riding to a missions conference together. Can you imagine that conversation, that car? A rabbi, a Hindu priest, and a televangelist. Along the way, their car breaks down. They're in the middle of nowhere. And so they get walking, and a farmer picks them up. And the farmer says, look, you're not going to be getting any help tonight. Everything's closed and it's so far away. If you will, just come stay with me tonight. I'll get you where you got to go in the morning and get you help. They said, okay. So they go in there, and the farmer says, there's only one problem. I've only got room for two of you in the house. One of you's got to stay in the barn. And they said, it's not a problem. The Hindu priest says, I prefer my brothers before me. It's not a problem. So the Hindu priest goes out in the barn, and a couple of minutes later, there's a knock on the door. The farmer goes and answers the door, and the Hindu priest says, I know I said I'd stay in the barn tonight and let my brothers head to bed, but I'm a Hindu, and I don't believe in, and I believe that cows are sacred, and I can't sleep in the same place where the cows are. And the rabbi said, it's not a problem. I'll take care of it for you. So the rabbi goes into the barn, and the priest goes back in the house. A few minutes later, there's another knock at the door. Now it's the Jewish rabbi. The rabbi says, I told you I'd sleep out there, but I'm telling you, I just can't do it. You know, we don't like pigs, and there's pigs all over the place. I just can't do it. So the televangelist said, oh, I can take care of this. I'll go out there. So the rabbi and the priest are in the house. And just a few minutes later, the farmer opens the door, and it's the cow and the pig. All right. Y'all ready? All right, here we go. You know, as I've been looking, I love this. Are you wrinkled with a burden? Come to God for a faith lift. Let it sink in. Are you wrinkled with a burden? Come to God for a faith lift. Amen. You know, there's too many Christians these days. I see it all the time. I hear it all the time. I hear it all over the place. There's too many Christians living in the land of cannot. Amen. Every time you start to do something, we cannot do this. We cannot. It's like the 12 spies went to check out the promised land, and Joshua Caleb said, let's go now. And 10 spies says, no, we're not able. We can't. We can't. We can't. We cannot. We can't. We can't. We can't. Those guys died of a plague. Joshua and Caleb had to live 40 years in the wilderness along with the other guys, and then finally they got a chance to go into the promised land. I can't, I can't, I can't. You know, I hear cannots all the time, what ifs. You know, I cannot do it. What if I tried? Or I wish I could. Today, I want you to put in your heart and put in your mind, today is the day to turn the page. Amen? Today is the day to turn the page. Today is the day to look forward and quit looking back. Today is the day to take your rearview mirror and put it where it belongs, a little bitty spot, and put your windshield up where you can see through it. Amen? It's time to change the record. And I guarantee you, if you're a person that has a hard time struggling with things in this world, I can tell you what you're hearing all the time. You're hearing a negative recording in your mind. That negative recording in your mind, sometimes it sounds like you, but you know who is the person actually talking? Satan. Listen carefully. Satan will talk to you, and when he talks to you, and as he's talking to you, he'll talk to you and he'll sound like you in your head. And he's saying, I can't do this. I've done too much. I've done too wrong. It's impossible. You're going to burn in hell for what you've done because God won't forgive you. Blah, blah, blah. Everything negative, negative, negative. And then the flesh takes a hold of it, and then it starts going negative, negative, negative. And we find ourselves living in the land of cannots. And the person that's living in the land of cannots, number one, is they are miserable. Number two, they are stuck. They're not moving forward. Number three, if they move, they have a tendency to regress backwards. So we don't need to live in the land of cannots, what ifs, wish I could. Amen? Come on, somebody. Come on, y'all got to let me hear you. Let me hear you out here. Amen? So watch this now. They want to take this one verse, never done this before, never preached on this one verse like this, but today we're going to. Amen? And like I said, after Friday getting hit and then 7 hours in the emergency room, I said, praise God, this has got to be the one. Amen. Because I know that God, what God can do, I know what we can do if we let God use us. Amen. So I'm going to break it down. Every little word. And we're going to talk about each word from that verse, okay? The very first word, Mark says, I love it. It's personal. The very first word in this verse is personal. He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not my friend can do all things through Christ who strengthens me or strengthens him. Listen, it's not just for them. It's not just for those. It's not just for her. It's not just for him. It's for me. Somebody say it's for me. You got to get a little louder. It's for me. I mean, we're going to get positive. We're trying to turn the page. We're trying to out holler the negatives. Amen. The negatives are shouting at you right now saying, this man's lost his mind. Yes, I have. It's got nothing to do with this sermon. Yes, today, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's talking to who? Say me. Me. Come on, say me. It's for me. It's not for the super saint. It's not for just for the struggling saint. It is for me. Amen. I'm so glad God did something for me, aren't you? Amen. So look, he encourages me when I feel defeated. He comforts me when I feel sad. He emboldens me when I'm afraid. He empowers me when I'm weak. This is my verse. Y'all say this. This is my verse. It belongs to me. We're always taught not to be selfish. This is not being selfish. This is building your faith. I want you to say it one more time. This is for me. Say it. Look at somebody and tell them, this is for you. Come on now. Y'all got to get a little louder. Y'all mean it now. Look, y'all kind of sound like the people that are in the emergency room for 7 hours. Good Lord, y'all ought to hear them talk. That's right. Yeah, y'all need a microphone. Y'all get loud. All right, ready? Look, this is for me. Amen. It's personal. Not only is it personal, watch this. I love this. The more I read this, the more I just got read this verse, the more I just got tickled watching it. Watch this. It's not just for me personally. It's positive. Let me tell you something. Look, he says, watch this. I can. I can. Did not say cannot. Did not say what if. Did not say maybe. Amen. It said, I can. There's not room for maybes or mights or possibilities or perhaps. We need a pure, positive word from God. I can. Somebody say, I can. Do you know that, listen, in your brain, through electrical impulses, saves stuff in the memory banks. And it's saving stuff in the memory banks through electrical impulses. This is what happens. Negative outweighs the positive about 6 to 1. Listen. Negative outweighs the positive in your brain about 6 to 1. So every negative thought you have, let's just say pounds. Let's just say a positive has 1 pound. And then you got a negative thought. That negative thought weighs 6 pounds. That's why they say in order to overcome a negative, you need to have at least 7 positives. Why? Because then you're starting to outweigh the negative. You hear people talk about, this outweighs this and this outweighs this. Literally, 7 positives outweigh negative, one negative in your brain. So it's important to remember that. Amen? That the next time I'm talking to myself, when I start telling me I can't, do you know, think about this. How many's ever lost money? Let's just say, for instance, you lost $50. Now, let me say, for instance, you happen to find $50. Which one are you going to remember the most? Losing the $50. Why? Because, again, the negative outweighs the positive. It is impossible. If you keep feeding yourself with negative, I cannot, I can't, I can't, I can't. One I can't outweighs I can in your brain. So it's impossible for us to walk around talking to ourselves with negative talk and expecting God to work miracles in our life because we cancel them out. We cancel them out. Not you. Y'all not canceling out my mind. I am. Every time I let that negative get inside of me, it cancels out the positive. So listen, it is so imperative that we understand that we've got this. Look, let's look at the Psalm. Psalm 18 and 32 says, it is God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. Let me tell you something. If David Linton on his own can't get it, there ain't no way. Friday afternoon, we'd have been stopped. Look, we could have been stopped. I'll tell you something else, too. I was considering, because after we stopped, here's what I was considering. I was considering going around and getting another lane. If I'd have gone around to get another lane, he would have hit me, and I'd have been going this way, and it would have pushed me right into traffic. God's timing is impeccable. Impeccable. Because that was my thought. I reckon I'd just go around and get through all this slow pokes. I was going over here. And as I was thinking about it, while I was thinking about it, we got hit like, wow. I mean, it was hard. Okay? So now, again, God knows what he's doing. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear ye not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with my hand of righteousness. Wow. That is so, so awesome. So watch. Y'all say, I can. I guarantee you, after you said that, somebody in here, in your mind, Satan whispered and said, yeah. Or your flesh said, do you remember, Satan, or your flesh one, do you remember what you did yesterday? And you say, I can. Remember. My parents want you to do, in your mind, if you heard that after you said, I can, I want you to do this 7 times. In your head, you ain't got to say it. Oh, we'll do it together. Ready? All out loud. Ready? We're going to say, I can 7 times. Ready? I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can. Amen. Glory. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. That's good stuff. So next, I can what? Now we're talking about being productive. I can do. Amen? I can do. Listen, don't gripe about it. Don't think about it. Just do it. You know, it's amazing to me. Sometimes somebody will come up to you and say, well, did you say we're supposed to do such and such? And I'm thinking, you've done it so much, you can do it in your sleep. Why are you asking me? I love it when Moses is at the Red Sea. Moses is saying, fear not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. And he turns around and looks at God, and God says, why are you talking to me? He says, what next, Lord? He said, why are you talking to me? Stretch forth your rod, like I said, Moses. Stretch forth your rod and watch what I'm going to do. Wow. Wow. Moses, mighty Moses. God said, why are you talking to me? Stretch forth your rod and watch what I will do. This word do is a verb. It's an action. Christianity is not about sitting, it's about striving and thriving. It's about doing something. Amen. Getting up and getting it done. Not just sitting around, but getting up and getting it done. I got in my mind so much about getting it done all the time. My wife will say, honey, can you just stop for 5 seconds? You just fed us breakfast. Now you were talking about supper, what you're going to do for supper. And we just got through one assignment. Now you're talking about another assignment. We're talking about, you just got through with preaching on Sunday morning. Now you're talking about Tuesday night. So can you stop planning for a minute? And just sit still. I said, dear, let me tell you something. God's got me in a productive mood. And in a productive mode. And I'm not going to stop. Just got to keep on going. Because God's got something special for us. But you've got to keep doing. Amen. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's trying to tell us you can't, but I can do. Y'all say this. I can do. Say it with me. I can do. Amen. I love this one. Persuasive. Watch this. I can do what? All. Say all. Y'all say all. Say all. Look. Not some. Not most. All. Wow. You think about it that way? Well, Lord, I can do this, but I can't do that. No. I can do all things. That doesn't mean that if you wanted to be a center for the Houston Rockets, that doesn't happen. I don't think there's anybody in here who could be a center for the Houston Rockets. Matter of fact, I'd like to go up there and be backup for the New England Patriots. But you know what? That ain't going to happen. That's not what that verse means. What that verse means is anything that comes to you, any challenge that comes to you, he will make you give you the ability to handle and tackle whatever comes against you. Whatever that challenge is before you, he will give you the ability that equals and beyond. Amen. Genesis 18:14 says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah 32:17. O Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for you. You know, when David stood before Goliath, I want to change some thinking here. David stood before Goliath. And as David stood before Goliath for 40 days and 40 nights, watch this. For 40 days and 40 nights, Goliath, remember back in that day, they had the Philistine army up on this mountainside. they had the Israeli army up on this mountainside, and in the valley of Elah, in the middle, Goliath would come down, and what they had was something called a champion. To prevent so much bloodshed, you remember the Civil War, how much bloodshed they had, how many thousands of people would die at each battle? Well, the same way when these guys are fighting, to avoid all that fighting and all that destruction, they would have the champion come down. Their champion was called Goliath. The champion would take the other champion one-on-one, winner take all. Nobody would go fight Goliath. And in the morning he come, and he said, "What am I? Why don't y'all come fight me? If you fight me, we'll win, but I don't think y'all can do this." And so they heard negative in the morning when they woke up. At night he come back out for 40 days and did the same thing, negative. For 40 days and 40 nights, when they got up, they heard negative. When they went to bed, they heard negative. Heard this negative all this time. David comes in, and David's just being like a delivery boy. He's like the Domino's guy. He comes just to bring food for his brothers. And he's coming to bring food for his brothers. He hears this guy talking negative. The other guys have heard it for 40 days and 40 nights, the trained warriors. They've heard so much negative that it's overweighed all the positive in their life. And now they're thinking, we can't, there's no way, it's impossible. So David, Goliath was anywhere from 9 foot to 11 foot tall, depending on what cubit you use. David was probably about 5'2", 5'3". All right, so here's David, 5'2", or 5'3", a little shepherd boy, 17 years old. He goes out and hears all this negative, as Goliath is going at it again. And he says, he didn't say, "Who is this giant?" He said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" He didn't look at the size of the giants or the outside size of the giant. He looked at the giant's heart. And he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" He didn't say he was a giant. He didn't even acknowledge that. He said, "Who is this guy that's not under my God's covenant? Who is the one that's not under the same covenant we're under?" Wow, y'all got to take hold of that. He didn't look at the size of the problem. He saw where the problem came from. And he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" And then he goes and says, and then his brothers get on him and say, "You're just trying to be big. You just want to be out here to be big shot." He says, No. He says, "I'll go fight him." Long story short, he goes to fight him. Saul tries to put his armor on him. It doesn't work because David's so small and Saul's so big. And so David said, "Let me carry what I'm used to." And that was a sling and a stone. Wow. Another sling and a stone, but when he goes out here, he goes out here and he takes his God with him. Watch this now. Again, after he looks at David and says, "You are nothing but a dog. And you come out here, I'm going to take you around in a minute. I'm going to cut off your head and I'm going to feed your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field." And David had his sling, his stone, and his staff. Back in those days, that staff was like a little totem pole. The little totem pole had very powerful events that happened in his life. So whenever he'd walk and he'd be led, watch this now, the stuff that built him would lead him. He looked down and said, "You know what? I fought the lion and I fought the bear. And you're going to be just like that, you uncircumcised Philistine." Wow. Took him down with one stone. Picked out five. Only took one stone to take him down. But here's the point I want you to watch this now. Some of y'all already pour your glass right now and you're seeing it wrong. You're seeing that Satan's come to take you down. Let me tell you something. God allowed this Goliath, listen, not to tear David up, not to kill David. God sent Goliath to promote David. Some of the stuff you're going through right now, thinking, "God, how am I supposed to get through this? God, why are you letting this Goliath at me?" And he's saying, "If you'll stand up to him, I'll show you something. I'll promote you." Because after that, all you hear about is David, 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 David. If he had never stood up and fought Goliath, he'd have never heard about David. But because David fought Goliath, that promoted him. Some of the battles you're going through now, you're thinking, "How can we ever get through it? Why, God, are you allowing this to happen? God, what is going on?" And God's saying, "Hold on, I got this. You got to trust me. This giant is not sent to destroy you. He is sent to promote you." Wow, that's some powerful, powerful stuff. The next word, precise. I can do all things. I love this. Every situation, every relationship, everything. Whatever you face, put this name on it, things. I can do all things. David said, you uncircumcised Philistine. He didn't say you giant. He said, you uncircumcised Philistine. Romans 8 and 20 says, we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord and to them who are called according to his purpose. David took him down because he knew he could do all things. Somebody said that, all things. I can do all things. Say it, I can do all things. There you go. All right. The next word, provisional. Through. I can do all things through Christ. Through. It's a small word. The word is actually in, which is a fixed position or instrumentality. It's only through a certain or only through a certain path or instrument. Back in World War II, I think he was a paratrooper. True story. This man was got lost. That's why I think it was the paratrooper, because those guys got dropped on D-Day and didn't know where they were at. And they had to fight their way back to the front line or fight their way back to Omaha Beach. This guy had gotten way away from his all the other troops. He was all by himself. He was trying to find his way back, and he couldn't. As he's trying to find his way back, he hears the German soldiers coming and looking. And so he starts praying and says, God, I need a miracle. God, I need some help. God, you got to help me now. I don't know what I'm going to do, but God, you got to help me. He looked over in the mountain, and he saw a mountain with a bunch of caves. So he went and he climbed in one of the caves and said, maybe they won't find me. So he goes and climbs in one of the caves, and he thought the guys would just keep on going, but the guys, the German soldiers, saw the caves and went and started going through each cave one by one, examining the cave. The soldier said, God, I need a stone wall. God, please, I need a stone wall. And after the words came out of his mouth, a little spider came down on the web, and he went to the center of the cave door. He said, God, I asked for a stone wall, and you send me a spider. And all of a sudden, that spider starts spinning a web. He hears the soldier getting closer and closer and closer, and that spider's spinning that web. He said, God, this is not going to work. I asked for a stone wall. And he said, finally, one of the soldiers come to his cave, and he hid. And he said, he knew he was going to come in, it was his death day. And he said, when the soldier got to the entrance of the cave, he said, there's no need to look in here. There's nothing but spider webs. Nobody's been in here. Wow. I can do all things. He can do anything I need. He can make provisions for me. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. He can handle it. Amen. I'm getting halfway through the verse. Isn't that cool? The person in this verse, Christ. Amen? Just simple. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth fruit, much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Come on up, buddy. Okay. Performing. Through Christ, which, because of the person and the path he laid out, there will always be results if I stay with the person on the path. Amen? If I stay with Christ and on his path. We've got a perfect example. Whenever the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, as long as they watched God, they were led by fire at night and kept warm by that fire at night. They were led by a pillar of cloud by day. But they had to watch the cloud move. When the cloud moved, they had to. When the cloud stopped, they had to stop. They had to stay with God, stay in his path. As long as they stayed in his path, everything's going to be okay. You know, too many people, when things get going wrong, they want to give up. They want to lose their faith. They want to quit believing God can handle what they're going through. No. Sit back and watch him work. It's amazing what he can do. Amen? Powerful. I love this word here. Powerful. I can all things through Christ, but strengthens me. Now, let me tell you about this word strengthen. Now, is dynamis. Dynamis is one of the words that we use for the power of the Holy Ghost. Dunamis, dynamis. So here's dynamis. I want you to watch something here. It's a power, but this what's so awesome about this. I've heard preachers describe it as dynamite. Well, and I used to think that was so awesome. God's going to put some dynamite down, and we're going to be awesome. Then the Lord showed me this thing through actual study, and I found out dynamite don't get it. Dynamite's got a fuse. You light it, it's gone. This is where we get the word dynamo. Anybody ever seen a dynamo? A dynamo, you get it spinning, and it'll start generating power, and it'll start powering itself, and it'll get faster and faster, and it'll make more power. And that's what that word means. There's power, and it gets getting more and more and more and more. Because you know what? As time goes by, we need it more and more and more. It also means to infuse inner strength and ability. Unstoppable strength and ability. Who strengthens who? I love it. Performing. Me. I love this. This verse ends right where it started. Y'all say it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Say it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Watch this. It ended right where it started. It started with I, and it ends with me. Started with I, and it ends with me. Y'all say that. It started with I, and it ends with me. Amen? If you don't personalize this verse, it doesn't mean a thing. But if you do say, I can do all things through Christ who sent for me, that's your battle cry. I found this scripture to be so strong in two or three really rough places. And you've heard me say this, when I was a chaplain, an on-call chaplain at Pittmore Hospital, I'd go in at 8 at night, and I'd work till 8 in the morning. And I think I told you the greatest amount of people I ministered to in one night from 8 to 8 was 56, 57 people from 8 at night to 8 in the morning. And there have been 7 deaths that night. And I would go either on a code blue. And that meant if they called code blue, that meant that their heart had stopped, but the possibility of starting back. And you sit there and minister to them during the code blue. And then if they couldn't bring them back, then you minister to them after the code blue as they found out their loved one had died. And there was other times they would come in and they would ask me, I'd come in and the person had already died. They called me for trauma down in the ER or whatever. And so as I would get the call, I had about 3 minutes before I got to them. And I remember each time as I'm walking to that door, because as soon as you go in, you got to start ministering. You don't have time to sit back and have a meet and greet. You got to start ministering. And so as I got to them all the way down, I would say, I can do all things through Christ. Which strengthens me. I say it all the way to that room. And while I was talking to these people, I would say it. And then when I would be in the funeral home with somebody, I would still be saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the first couple of times we went to Pitt Detention, they told us at the time we'd go 3 or 4 times before we'd ever even open my mouth. The very first night, the very first, second cell, Johnny looks over at me and Benny says, y'all next. What was so awesome about that night was as we were leaving that cell, before he said it's y'all's turn, the Lord spoke to me and said, John 14. I said, I don't have to have anything tonight. We got 3 or 4 more times we ever speak. And the Lord spoke to me and says, John 14. I said, Lord, I don't need it tonight. He said, John 14. So I wrote it down. And then he gave me a few points. I wrote them down. I said, but Lord, I don't need it tonight. And as soon as he opened the door to the next cell, Johnny said, all right, you're up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, this is an amazing thing. It's one of the most powerful stories I have ever heard. Down in Georgia, there was a pastor. He told me the story. He had a lady in his church had a stroke. It took her out her ability to walk. It took out her ability to talk. It took out her ability to virtually do anything for herself because she was so weak and one of her arms was paralyzed. And the week before she had the stroke, the preacher preached the message. The therapist kept this message and used it when she started working with this woman. About a year later, this woman walks into the church on her own with her hands raised, praising God out of her mouth. Remember, she was told she'd never talk again, walk again, never had use of her body. And so the pastor asked her, please tell the whole congregation what happened. And so she said, my therapist came to me and gave me a 10-word prayer and said, I want you to use this 10-word prayer every day. And she said, so I would use that 10-word prayer every day before I started working. And she said, first off, I had to say it in my head. I had to mouth it through my lips. And she said, pretty soon, I could talk out that 10-word prayer. And then she said, I kept working and working. And one day, I got ready to raise my arm, and it kept on going. I kept saying that 10-word prayer, and it kept on going. She said, so my arm started working. And then she said, I started learning how to walk all over again. They said I wouldn't walk, but she said, every time I get up to walk, I would say that 10-word prayer. And the preacher said, can you please tell everybody what that 10-word prayer is? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wow. Let me ask you a question. Are you holding it to you? I mean, holding it to yourself. Literally holding this to yourself and believing what I'm telling you right now. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Everybody stand. Sister Brenda, will you come play something, please? God's got everything. We just trust Him. This morning I got up and I just felt this big urge. I've got it right there. Bring my guitar. You're going to need your guitar today. And I said, well, Lord, DC's going to be there. And Sister Brenda's going to be there. Sister DC's going to be there. All this going to be there. And said, get your guitar. I got my guitar and put it in the car and come in the house. When I come in the house, the text went off. DC said, well, my trucks are down on the side of the road. It's a mess. I've got to go take care of it. I said, there you go, Lord. You show me. You got this. This is you. You got it. I sit back and I think about just this week how many times I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It's been amazing how that 10-word prayer rings. And how that 10-word prayer brings faith. And how that 10-word prayer brings awesome stuff to us. Right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed. You want to activate that 10-word prayer? You want to see that 10-word prayer do something special for you? You got to get in the family. With every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. If you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you've never asked Him into your heart and life, you've never sought Him to do something special as giving you eternal life, when nobody's looking around, every eye's closed, would you raise that hand and say, pray for me, Pastor. I've never asked Him into my heart and my life. I won't make an example of you. I'm just going to ask. I've never asked Him into my life, but I want to today. Maybe you're here today and you once stood strong with Him, but now you're not sure where you stand with Him. You've let things come along, the cannots, I wish I could, what ifs have taken you and just done just like it did with the 10 spies. It's just destroyed the morale. It's taking you down. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know which way to turn. You don't feel comfortable praying. You don't feel comfortable even trying to stand on faith because you don't know where you stand with God. If I'm talking to you today while nobody's looking around, would you raise that hand? I'm not going to make an example. Raise that hand. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Right now, I want us all to just repeat after me. Everybody repeat after me. Lord, too many negatives has zapped my strength, zapped my faith, zapped my victory. I need you to take a hold of my life again. I need you more than ever to do a special work in my life today. I rededicate myself wholeheartedly to you right now. I accept full pardon of my sin. And I accept that precious gift of eternal life with you. I'm yours, and I can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. Wow. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Now, maybe you're here and you just need a faith lift. I'm going to ask you to come on up. Come on up and pray. You need to talk to God about something. You need a faith lift. You need to see God do something special in your life, whatever it is. I'm going to ask you right now to come on up here and pray. Come on up here and pray. It's only 11:30. You got plenty of time to pray. If you've seen God do something for you this week, it's time to pray. It's time to thank Him. If you watch God work in your life and do something you couldn't do on your own, it's time to thank Him. It's time to pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All that will, come and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory, glory, glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Touch my sister. Keep working with her, Lord, in her eyes, Lord. Lift her up and strengthen her perfectly, Lord, in the name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord. The working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. God's awesome. Everybody standing? Let's try that one more time. Now you get it where you can sing. Ready? Get it where you can sing and get your arms moving. Get them antennas up in the air. Are you ready? Here we go. We're getting ready to get it. We'll go around the block. We'll get around the block. We'll pick it up. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Put your antennas up. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. All right. God is good. I wish I could tell you we're having homecoming today and go eat some more, but you got to go. You got to go to Burger King today, but that's okay. We'll still beat the Baptists there. Amen. That's right, Brother Ben.
Thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you have bestowed on each and every one of us, and for bringing us out today to bring some sunshine in the day for each and every one of us. And Lord, let us remember that every problem we face, I can do this through Christ who strengthens me. In Jesus' name we pray.